来到你的面前，主啊，让我们一同思想，也一同把我们的注意力集中在主你自己的再来。主啊，求主你真是把这样的一个信息成为我们的吸引，成为我们每一个人信仰的重心。主啊，不让我们奔跑向无定向，主啊，让我们知道我们是往哪一个方向，因为有一天我们要面对面见你的面。主啊，这是多年来几千年来的圣徒在那里盼望的。主啊，今天好像离我们越发的靠近，所以求主你真实在我们里面激励我们，让我们有一颗 alert 的一个心来到你的面前。主啊，我们把今天明天后天这三堂的 workshop 交在主你手中。主啊，让我们在这里不是单单讲道理，让我们在这里一同分享负担。主啊，能够把你的心意再一次显明在我们的当中。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。我们有三天的时间讨论教会与我这个题目。
We have 3 days to talk about the church and I topic.
我带了一些讲义要分给各位。
I brought a few pamphlets that I could share with you.
很抱歉，大部分都是中文的。
I apologize that most of them is in English.
只有一个有中英对照。
Oh, there's only one that has both the Chinese and the English translation.
在我准备这些讲义的时候
，As I was preparing the messages,
忽略一个很重要的一个讲义，就是把这几天的大纲发给他。那个讲义我忘记做。
I've neglected to give you an outline of the 3 days.
但是我很快的把我要讲的这几天的大纲先跟大家报告一下。
So I'd just like to briefly go over the outline.
第一个是 introduction， 是引言。
The first of all is the introduction.
那么第二呢，是从新约圣经来看教会是什么。
The second one is the New Testament version of what the church is like.
那么第三个是讲到教会跟我的关系。
And lastly is the relationship between the third is the relationship between the church and I.
那么第四呢是教会与超教派。
Fourthly is
the church organization and the parachurch organization.
Oh, the church organization and the parachurch organization.
就是什么是现在所谓的教派，什么叫做超教派？像我们查经班，换句话说就是说研究教会与查经班的关系。
In other words, it would be the relationship between the church and the Bible study groups.
第五呢，我们要讨论一些实际的问题。
Fifth, we'd like to discuss some of the practical aspects.
实际的问题我提出三点，那么其他的如果各位有问题，在听了一两天以后，你们可以预备一下，可以也许提出来。
I've got 3 topics concerning this, but if you have any other questions, please feel free to add on to.
第一个问题就是北美洲华人教会存废的问题。
The first is
北美洲华人教会应不应该有的问题。
Is there a necessity of the existence of Chinese churches in North America?
你知道为什么我要你翻译在台上，你知道吗？因为你如果在上面听不懂，你没有办法问我，那他们就听不懂。所以在这里比较好一点，我想不会忽略了我们一批听国语比较吃力的一些弟兄姊妹们。那么第二个实际的问题是对不起，除了存废的问题以外，还有方向的问题。
Secondly, we'd like to talk about the direction of the Chinese churches
in North America.
In North America.
那么这是关于第一个实际的问题。第二个实际的问题是怎么样寻找一些原则来选择一个教会。
Secondly, we'd like to talk about what kind of principles we should lay down concerning the churches.
To select a church.
To select the church.
比如说你要回香港，你要回台湾，你是在这里信主的，那你没有一个本来所属的教会，那么你回香港、回台湾要怎么样选一个教会？
If you have accepted Christ here in North America, if you return to Taiwan or Hong Kong, how would you select your church?
那么或者我们不想那么远，你现在在查经班信主，但是在你有查经班那个地方没有教会，没有中国教会，你要怎么样选一个美国的教会？
Suppose you accept Jesus Christ here in the States or in the Bible study, and there's no Chinese churches. How would you select American church?
那么第三个题目要跟大家实际要讨论，就是说对长老牧师应该有什么样的态度？
Thirdly, I'd like to expand about our attitude towards our deacons or elders in the church.
And the pastor.
And the pastor.
That's the most important part you missed. 这一方面我过去在台湾曾经谈过。
I've talked on this topic back in Taiwan before.
那么这个题目那个时候谈得很平安，因为那个时候我不是牧师。
At that time, I wasn't in the status of a pastor, so it was very easy for me to talk about.
所以我非常强烈的鼓励学生的弟兄姊妹回到教会应该怎么样尊重牧师。
So I've really emphasized on how we should respect the pastor.
这是我在准备的时候，我有一点矛盾，有一点这个迟疑。
I'm put on a spot right now.
因为我自己是牧师。
Because I'm a pastor.
但是我心里现在很平安，因为我要讲的是神要我讲的，所以不管我是牧师不是牧师，我还是要讲这个题目。
I'm peaceful right now, regardless of whether I'm a pastor or not, because this is what God wants me to say.
我会提出很多不同的一些实际的状况，要跟大家一起思想。我要谈到一些很实际的问题，跟他讨论这个问题，就是尊敬牧师的问题。
I like to expand on a lot of topics concerning respect for the pastor.
比如说，你的牧师讲道没有供应。
Suppose the pastor does not supply your needs.
在你已经属于那个教会。
But then you're already part of the church.
每一个礼拜天听讲道苦得不得了。
Every Sunday you're just bored with the messages.
所以你一定要像唐牧师这样的大声叫才不会睡着，但是牧师声音又很小，所以很惨。
So you need like people like Reverend Tan to wake you up.
有些问题像，如果你的牧师的观念跟你不一样怎么办
？What happens if the pastor's perspective is different from yours？
第三个更严重的，如果你发现你的教会的牧师犯罪，你怎么办
？What would you do if the pastor sins in the church？
在金钱上不干净，给你抓到，你知道。在钱的事情上面。
Money-wise, he hasn't been very good steward。
在感情上，他出事情了，你怎么办
？Emotionally, he's involved.
甚至你的牧师犯了奸淫，你怎么办？
奸淫
？Adultery.
What happens if the pastor commits adultery?
Okay, 所以这些问题都是很具体、很实际的问题。
These are very practical examples.
也许你没有碰到那么严重，但是类似的、差不多你碰到，那么我们应该怎么办？
Maybe you've not come across such severe cases, but if you've come across some similar cases, what would happen?
今天我们只讲第一和第二个大题 ，introduction 跟这个教会是什么
？Today I'd like to talk about the introduction of what the church is all about.
那么明天我要讲这个，教会与我跟教会跟超教派的关系。
Tomorrow I'd like to talk about the church and I and the parachurch organization.
那么最后一天我们要讲这个，实际的问题。
And lastly, I like to talk about the practical aspects.
可能有很多你们碰到的实际的问题，我希望你们这两天能够整理出来，可以事先告诉我，我们也可以多谈一下。
I hope that within these 2 days, you may be able to think about some of the problems you've come across and let him know.
首先，我想先谈一谈引言，就是讲到教会与我这个题目的重要性。
I first like of all to expand about.The importance of the topic of church.
在这三天的时间里面，我不打算跟大家花很多的时间讨论教会真理在理论上面的钻研，就是不讨论理，不多谈理论的问题。
Within the 3 days, I don't want to talk about the theoretical aspects of the church.
不多着重在理论的层面，我们多着重在实际的层面。
I like to talk about more on the practical aspects.
唐佑之牧师有一本书，我愿意在这里特别推荐给各位。
I'd like to introduce 2 books written by Reverend Tan.
主要是一本。题目就是我们这次的题目叫做 Church and I, 教会与我。可惜这是用中文写的，没有英文的 translation.
The title of this book is The Church and I. There's no English translation.
那么我没有预先预备为这些英文。不过我现在想到两本书，我想顺便提一下给英文的。弟兄姊妹一个参考。
There's 2 English books that I like to introduce.
当然这一类书很多，不过最近影响我、帮助我很多的是一个 Howard Snyder 所写的两本书。
The 2 books are written by Howard Snyder.
一本书 The Problem of Wineskin， 另外一本书是 The Community of the King。那么这两本书在许许多多在传统的教会的观念上有许多突破性的一些观念在里面。
Okay, the 2 books I would like to introduce is The Problem of the Wineskin and
The Community of the King.
The Community of the King.
那么这本书我鼓励各位能够买一本，能够细读。
I hope that you may be able to buy this book and to read it in detail.
对，这是我们的书店，大概只有不到十本。
I think the book table only has like about 10 books.
唐牧师告诉我，他说如果你们需要的话，可以跟他讲，那么他一回去San Francisco, 他马上会寄给各位，因为他家有很多的存货。
If you'd like to have any more copies, and if they run out, you could get in touch with Reverend Tan, and he'll be able to send it to us from San Francisco.
这本书里面有相当多观念的一些突破。
There's a lot of misconceptions.
And the breakthrough, 有一些conceptional breakthrough. 那么在这里面呢，比如说他讲的宗派的问题 ，denominational.
Here in this book, it talks about a lot of denominations.
那么我们知道今天在一般的中国教会的圈子里面非常反对所谓宗派主义。
We know that within the Chinese circle, we're really against denominations.
对，如果你看了这本书，你对 denomination 有一个比较正确的了解。
If you read this book, you have a more accurate understanding of what denomination is.
换句话说，唐牧师从圣经的角度来看 denomination, 来 justify denomination.
Reverend Tan justifies denomination from the biblical point of view.
那么另外呢，我们知道唐牧师有个专长。他的 expertise.
Reverend Tan has his own expertise.
他是旧约的权威。在中国教会里面。
He expands on the Old Testament.
因为他的神学博士的学位是旧约圣经，是旧约。
His theological degree is in the Old Testament.
那么这本书有一个很精彩的一部分，就是从旧约来看教会。
In this book, it talks about the viewpoint from the Old Testament concerning the church.
那今天我们要从新约来看教会，所以旧约看教会这部分，我希望大家从这本书上能看，实在很精彩。
It's a very good book concerning the Old Testament view of the church. I'll be expanding on the New Testament.
所以换句话说，我在这三天的时间里面，不跟大家多谈道理。
So within the 3 days, I would not like to talk about theory.
主要是跟大家谈负担。
I'd like to share with you our burden.
很简单的介绍一下我自己的背景。
I'd like to briefly expand on my own background.
我过去14年的时间在来美国牧会以前，有14年的时间在台湾校园福音团契，在那里服侍主。
I've served the Lord for 14 years in Taiwan at the Campus Crusade.
Campus Evangelical Fellowship.
Campus Evangelical.
那这个 CEF 呢，跟美国的一个学生工作团体很相像，就是 InterVarsity。
It's very similar to the InterVarsity group here in the States.
在过去14年在台湾校园团契的侍奉的这个过程当中
，Within the 14 years that I was serving the fellowship,
我心里面有一个非常深的一个负担。
Got a very deep burden.
我敢说，在校园传奇三十几个同工里面，也许我是唯一最强烈有这样负担的一个同工。
Among 30 coworkers, probably I have the greatest burden.
就是在学生们的当中，常常不断的提醒他们要过正常的教会生活。
That I'd like to expand that students have to lead a very normal Christian life.
在整个这些 interdenominational 的工作里面。很容易忽略的就是忽略让他们有一个正常的教会的生活。
A lot of times in the interdenominational group, we really neglect the fact that they should lead a normal church life.
所有的这些 parachurch organization, 那些所谓不分教派的工作，被一般教会所批评的就是他们忽略教会真理的这一部分。
We know that a lot of parachurch organizations have really neglected about a good church life.
所以过去十四年，我一直在校园传奇，就是强调每一次有学生的聚会，如果讲到教会真理，他们不会找别人，他们一定找我，找李秀全弟兄你来讲。
So within the past 14 years, everybody has always called upon me to talk about our service in the church.
那么感谢主，过去四年，主把我带到 Boston 一个中国教会来做。牧师学习牧会的工作。
I just really want to thank God that He has led me in the past 4 years to do the pastor work here in Boston.
所以我在这两方面都有多少都有一点点的这个经历，就是学生工作跟教会的工作。
So I've got experiences both in the church aspect and in the student ministry.
今年一月的时候。二月的时候。
In February.
我带两个长辈去看一对夫妇刚从大陆出来。
I brought two coworkers with me to visit a couple that came out from mainland China.
我们有很好的交通。
We had a very good time of fellowship.
一个长辈就说：“哎呀，我们谈完话以后，他说我们应该照一张相片留作纪念。”
He said after sharing, we said we should take a memorial picture.
那么他们照相，就这个老先生就说，他说年纪大的坐在前面，年轻的站在后面。
He said the young people should stand in the back and the old people should sit in the front.
后来年长的当然就坐下来了，年轻的就站在后面。
So the younger people stood in the back and the older people sat in the front.
我不知道我该坐在哪里。
I don't know where I should sit.
我不晓得我应该坐呢还是应该站。
I don't know if I should sit or stand.
因为我觉得我又不能坐在前面，我又没有资格站在后面。
I felt that I didn't have enough
I don't know if that's, I should sit or I should stand.
Stand, yes.
那天我就发现一个很有意思的事情。
I just found out something very interesting.
我的年龄、我的经验、我的背景，现在刚好是夹在这两种的中间。
My own experience and age is just right in the middle.
但是我偷偷的跟你们讲没有关系。
I can just tell you in secret.
我现在还是比较在感情上还是比较站在年轻人这一边。
I'm emotionally more related to the younger generation.
这是整个在我的背景上给我神给我的一个关于教会真理的一个托付。
This is the background that God has given me.
我们看见从1807年这个基督教传到中国以后。
Let's look at 1807 when the gospel was spread to China.
普遍的来说，中国的基督徒在教会真理的观念比较模糊，比较混杂。
We know that the Chinese churches,
or the Chinese Christians,
have a very vague idea of what the principles of church are.
Or the truth of church, 就是教会的真理不是很清楚。一般来说
，generally we can say.
中国的基督徒比较着重经历。
The Chinese churches
比较着重灵性的经历。
Emphasize more on spiritual experience.
所以我们中国教一向很看重培灵会。
Therefore, we emphasize a lot on spiritual revival.
在 Boston 教我曾经讲过。
In Boston Church, we said.
在台北有一次。全台北教会的一年一度的研经培灵会。
We had an annual spiritual revival in Taipei.
他们请了两个很主要的讲员。
They've invited two main speakers.
一个是纽约的许其生牧师。
One of them is Reverend Tory Shee from New York.
一个是香港的滕敬辉牧师。
And the other one is Reverend Philip Tan from Hong Kong.
那么我们知道中国人安排聚会很有意思。
We know that the Chinese people in organization of the meeting.
那最重要的聚会是晚上的聚会，培灵聚会。
The most important meeting is always in the evening.
那谁来讲培灵呢？
Who talks on the spiritual revival?
看他们这两个人，一般教会对他们的看重的轻重来决定。
We know that they differentiate between these two people because by how the churches view them.
所以按声望来讲，他们说滕敬辉比较高，所以让滕牧师讲晚上的培灵。
So they really prefer to have Reverend Philip Tan.Be the main speaker.
然后许其牧师呢就讲了早上的，就负责早堂讲道。
And Reverend She was the speaker for the morning session.
在那一个礼拜的时间。
During that whole week.
晚上的聚会，滕敬辉牧师领的那个聚会，人越来越少。
We know that the number of people that attended the evening meeting decreased.
那个参加早上许其生牧师那个聚会呢，越来越多。
And those that attended the morning session increased.
那个时候我们筹备会的同工就检讨这件事情。
So we examined about.
为什么会这样？
Why did this happen?
后来我们发现滕牧师讲到比较文质彬彬，比较文一点，比较没有那么像史牧师那样是一个奋心家的样子。
Oh, we realized that Reverend Philip Tan wasn't that dynamic.
我们知道这个滕牧师是一个学者。
We know that he's a very scholar.
那么史牧师讲到是非常强调的。培灵，奋心这一方面。
So we know that Reverend Tarshi is a very dynamic speaker.
所以从那次的事情，我们就发现中国人呢比较倾向于培灵奋心，比较看轻于这个教导或者系统，对教育上面的认识。
So from that incident, we realized that a lot of Chinese Christians really like dynamic speakers rather than a very systematic or scholarly type of lecture.
所以那次的同工会就临时决定，滕静辉请你讲上午，然后史牧师请他讲晚上，后来我们就把他换过来。
So at that co-workers meeting, we decided to switch them around.
感谢主，最近这些年来，这一个倾向有一点改变。
We just really want to thank God that this trend has changed a little bit in the past few years.
不再是那样感性中心或者经历为中心。
Our emphasis is not solely focused on our own personal.
现在慢慢注重基督徒的生活见证，也慢慢注重关于查经、研经、读经这一方面。
We've gradually got into the stage in which Bible exposition is becoming more important.
那么最近也因为中国教会神学教育的兴起。我们看见慢慢开始把弟兄姊妹带入比较有系统的教义的认识。
There's been an increase in a lot of Chinese scholars in the Bible and expanding on more a systematic exposition of the Bible or
the doctrine of the church 或者这一方面。另外一本书关于这个题目帮助我很大的。
Another book that has really helped me is
叫做《教会路线》。
The Way of the Church。
这是一个差不多二三十年前的一个中国牧师杨绍堂牧师所写。
It's been written about 20-30 years ago.
Pastor Yang 他是内地会的背景。
Pastor Yang is from the OMF.
那个时候叫 CIM， 我发现叫 OMF。那么他呢，在这本书里面非常强烈地提到中国教会对教会真理的认识。
It emphasizes upon the Chinese perspective of the Chinese church.
那么他在这本书里面非常强烈地提到他自己的负担。
It emphasizes on his own burden.
就一方面，中国教会跑太多偏向于这个宗派这一方面。The denomination.
Okay, the Chinese churches mainly focuses a lot on denominations.
This is one extreme.
That's one extreme.
那么另外一个极端呢，就是过分的从圣经里面来强调他们的教会立场和教会真理。
The other extreme is taking a lot of Bible verses to justify their doctrines, their own church.
在这本书的序言里面讲了两句话，我觉得非常有意思。
There's two words that was written in this book that is very interesting.
他说从来没有一个问题对神的儿女比教会的真理更重要。
There's no other important principle besides the doctrine of the church.
对神的儿女那样重要。
That's important to the children of God. Yeah.
也从来没有一个问题在中国教会那样被误会过，就是教会问题。
And there's no other thing that has been
neglected.
That has been neglected.
Like the problem of church.
Okay.
那么，所以我们就发现，中国教会一般来讲，我们对教会的理论基础非常的缺少。
So we can really say that towards the principle.
Theoretical basis.
Theoretical foundation is very minimal.
我觉得今天我们这一代，我们必须要突破这件事情。
We have to break through this misconception.
我希望弟兄姊妹在对许许多多的教义的认识里面，不要忘记把教会的真理放在相当重要的地位，我们花时间去研究。
I hope that you may be able to focus a lot on the doctrine of the church.
我们知道我们年轻人非常有抱负和理想。
I know a lot of young people have a lot of ideals.
因为这样的一个特点，所以我们很容易不满传统或者不满继承的一些制度。Tradition and system, or the institutional church.
Okay, so it's very hard for us to get involved into institution of a church or the tradition.
Yeah, for young people, it's very very easy to dissatisfy with the traditional institutional organization of church, something like that. Okay, so we 很容易就对现况有很深的不满。
Therefore, we're really dissatisfied with establishment.
所以到教会里面稍微注意到教会里面有一些不如你意的地方，你就不高兴或者用行动来表示你的态度。
Therefore, if there's anything that displeases you in the church, you're really dissatisfied and you openly criticize it.
另外一个我这次提到这个题目有一个很重要的一个背景，我要跟大家谈一下一个观念的问题。
Another thing that I'd like to talk with you is concerning our conception about.
我明天还会细细的谈这个事情。
Tomorrow I'll go into details about it.
今天有一些人有一种观念。
Right now we have a lot of people that have.
我们现在还年轻。
We are very young here.
我们在查经班。
We are in the Bible study.
在整个服事的生活里面，这是一个过渡的时期。
It's only temporarily.
Transitional. 我现在不需要多参加教会。
I don't have to attend church.
我的功课很忙。
I'm very busy.
我的查经班很多的活动。
I have a lot of service in the Bible study.
那么等我毕业以后进到社会，我有工作以后，我那时候再来参加教会。
I'll enter the church once I get into society and start working.
这种观念不只是在今天很多年轻弟兄姊妹里面有，连很多教会的牧师都有。
This conception is being conceived by a lot of people here as well as even pastors.
那么这句话呢，事实上我是从一个牧师口中听到。
This kind of word has passed me by a pastor.
他在一个学生工作的当中，他就公开说这句话。
He openly said this word among a student.
说学生工作，你们在团契，你们在查经班是个过渡时期，你们现在可以不需要在教会，等到你们毕业进到社会，你们不要忘记回教会哦。对，是这样讲。
He reminded us that student ministry is just transitory, and that after you get into society, you should remember to go back to church.
这个观念非常错误。
This is a very great misconception.
因为圣经里面告诉我们说，我们一得救，我们就跟教会马上就有关系。
The Bible tells us that once we are saved, our relationship with the church is an immediate relationship.
我们应该有一个教会的生活。
We should have a good church life.
明天我提到教会与我的时候，有一个详细的图，我要解释给大家听。
Tomorrow, I'd like to expand more about church and I.
那么另外一个呢，我不能不承认，为什么在学生当中对教会缺少认识和感情，是教会本身的责任。
Probably it's a responsibility of the church that the students does not have an accurate understanding of the church.
教会忽略了这些年轻人。
The church has neglected these young people.
我们知道在使徒行传，因为忽略就产生问题。
We know it's because of this neglect there's been problems in the book of Acts.
比如说在第六章使徒行传，因为他们忽略了那些寡妇，结果这些寡妇就产生一些问题。
We know that they've neglected these widows in chapter 6.
Yeah.
And these widows has caused a problem in the church.
所以教会就需要用一些方法来帮助他们来亡羊补牢，解决这些问题。
So they have selected a way in which they can remedy this situation.
教会的忽略我把它分成几部分来看。
We can separate the neglect into different parts.
有一部分是牧师的自卑感出来的。
It's out of guilty conscience.
No, the inferiority.
Inferiority complex of the pastor.
Of the pastor. 他每一次站在台上的时候。
Every time he stands on the pulpit.
有一种强烈的自卑感的压力在他身上。
There's a lot of pressure of his inferiority complex.
所以对学生呢，产生一种惧怕的心态。
Therefore, he has a fear of these students.
我要把牧师的心情告诉你。
I'll tell you my own personal.
那第三天的时候，我会讲的更多这一方面。
On the last day, I'll be able to expand more on these topics.
那这种心态存在在那里，当然你就没有办法鼓励学生更多的参与在教会，或者有一些该说的话就受了限制。
Because of this hindrance, the students cannot enter into the church life.
那么另外一方面是牧师太忙。
Another aspect is the pastor is too busy.
这个生病，那里有什么喜事，那里有什么问题，他就占据了他的时间，所以比较缺少时间来关心这些年轻人。
He does not have too much time to attend to the young people because of all the various other problems in the church.
他忙得很开心。
He's just really too busy.
因为他可以
对年轻人就有一个借口，说我因为太忙，所以不能来关心你。不是我不关心你，是我太忙。
And this becomes a good excuse for him.
因为他怕跟年轻人一谈，谈很多问题，他没有办法 handle.
Because he's afraid that once you start talking with young people, he cannot handle all the problems.
那么另外呢，我们就发现教会呢，第三个毛病可能是缺少教导，真正的关心教导这些弟兄姊妹。
教导。
教导 teaching.
Thirdly, we lack these teachers.
然后呢，我们发现教会呢也缺少对年轻人的信任 trust.
And another thing that we lack is the trust in young people.
所以年轻人稍微多做一点事，我们就不让他做。我发现很多很多教会的长辈有这种态度。
And that's the attitude of a lot of older generation. We don't want to allow the young people to do a lot of work.
所以有这一些不同的背景，我们带着一个非常严肃认真的态度来思想教会与我这个题目。
And from these various backgrounds, let us talk about the church itself.
我这个讲义大概印的不够给各位。
I don't think I have enough of these passwords.
我忘记我是只印了30份还是40份，不过请你们像姐妹就拿一份，像这种好不好？
I think I only have like 30 copies, so if there's, you know, sisters or couples, we hope that you may just take one copy.
如果说你们一起来的。那么你们拿一份，如果你们觉得值得，你们回去再自己去 Xerox。
So if you come from the same place, we hope that you may be able to just take a copy, and if you feel that it's really valuable, please reprint it.
接下来我们要讲关于从新约圣经的角度来看教会。
Let us look at the church from the New Testament.
这是我花了相当的时间整理出来的一个讲义。
This is something that I have spent a lot of time.
你们往后传，我看看是不是够啊
？I don't know if there's enough.
在这张纸头上面，主要是提到 church 这个字在新约圣经里面所出现的次数做的一个整理。
This is the number of times the word church is mentioned in the New Testament.
上面那个右边那是个希腊文 ，ecclesia 是这个。原文这个教会这个字
Ecclesia is the original Hebrew word for church
Greek 是不是后面就没有了是吧 OK 是不是还可以再往后传一点你们自己再拿一两张出来我希望或者你们尽量坐前面一点看again 很抱歉这是中文的
I really apologize that this is in Chinese
Well a few English words这个 church 这个 ecclesia 在英文翻译成两个字一个是 assembly 一个是 church
in English it's been translated to assembly or church
那么 assembly 一共出现三次非常稀奇都出现在使徒行传第十九章
the word assembly has been mentioned three times in Acts chapter 19
church 一共出现112次
The word church has been mentioned 112 times.
请注意啊，这是原文是希腊文的圣经，不是中文的圣经。
This is the Greek Bible, not the Chinese Bible.
因为中文圣经有很多原文有教会这个字的时候，他没有把它翻出来。那么原文有那个意思的，他又把它翻成教会这个中文字。
The Chinese Bible has translated a lot of the original church into church and a lot of things that has meaning of a church has been translated into church.
有很多不是直接翻译成教会。
A lot of has not been directly translated into church.
比如各位看的《使徒行传》第七章三十八节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 7 verse 38.
这里说旷野的会中，这个会在原文就是 ecclesia， 就是教会的字。The church in the wilderness.
The church in the wilderness has been translated into assembly.
这个 the church in the wilderness 是讲摩西那个时代。
It talks about the time of Moses.
所以非常稀奇，在《使徒行传》里面讲到旧约的教会观，是讲到摩西那个时候会幕的那个形态。
So the church in the Old Testament is being identical to the tabernacle of Moses.
比如在《希伯来书》第二章十二节，在会中这个会原文也是叫教会。
In Book of Hebrews, it's also recorded as the original Greek word of church.
十二章二十三节，诸长子的会，这个会也是教会的这个字，这是在中文圣经，我特别提出来给大家注意的。
Verse 12 chapter 12, verse 13, the original is also on the Greek word for church.
Okay, 在这个指头的下面右下方有几句话，我把它念出来。 After 112 appearances of ecclesia in the New Testament, 75% are related to Apostle Paul. 所以我们会发现，这教会的观念的这个发挥是在保罗的身上发挥到最高的境界。第二， from 10 books, this word is absent. 所以在新约圣经里面有10本书是没有教会 ecclesia 这个字，就是后面马太、路加、约翰等等。 In the New Testament, there are three usages of this word. 一个是把这个字呢讲成 the universal church. 第二个呢是讲到 a particular local church. 第三呢 the actual assembly of the believers in any place met together for worship. 所以这个我想稍微提一下。好。 那么在这一章东西里面，我归纳出几个关于教会的定义。从这一章归纳出几个教会的定义。
The definition of church.
From here, we can see the definition of the church.
首先，我想请大家注意，在马太福音16章18节、18章17节这两节的圣经。
Let's look at Matthew chapter
16:16 and 18:17.
I'd like you to read these two passages and see the number of times the word church has been mentioned and if there's any difference in meaning between these churches.
马太、马可、路加、约翰四本福音书是直接记载耶稣的事情。The
four Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke
and John.
And John record the real life of Jesus.
但是非常稀奇，耶稣讲教会这一个真理只有在马太福音里面提到。But
we know that when Jesus expounds on the principles of the doctrines of the church, it's only recorded in the book of Matthew.
Okay, 我让大家看你们的圣经哈，你们告诉我，16章耶稣讲的教会和18章耶稣讲的教会有没有不一样？Is
there any difference in the meaning of church in chapter 16 and chapter 18?
这是个很重要的，今天你们看了以后，看哪一个可以告诉我，16章的教会和18章的教会有什么不一样？Is
there any difference between the churches in chapter 16 and chapter 18?
原文都是 ecclesia。
The original Greek word is the same.
什么不一样？请你们告诉我。
What is the difference?
16章，耶稣说一个预言：“我要把教会建立在这个磐石上。”18章，耶稣说：“如果这样，你们要去告诉教会，然后教会有权柄来处理这件事情。”
In chapter 16, it tells us that Jesus says that I will establish my church upon the rock. In chapter 18, it says,
If something happened, you can go back to the church and ask church to discipline. Okay, 有什么不一样没有?
Is there any difference between these
哪一位?
Two?
Okay, chapter 16 is concerning the universal church, and 18 is a local church. Okay, 我为什么要提这一点？
Why is it that I like to mention this point?
今天在基督教的里面，有一些人，他们是强调无教会主义，就是没有教会，就是不要教会。
At this time and age, a lot of people think that there shouldn't be any church.
我们不需要有个有形的教会，我们不需要到一个地方去聚会。我们今天凡是蒙恩的人，就属于神的一个 universal church， 一个宇宙性的大的教会。
A lot of people have this misconception saying that we don't need a so-called a church or a building or organization. As we are children of God, we can worship in as a universal church.
我刚才提的两个观念，一个叫做 universal church， 宇宙教会，宇宙性的教；一个呢叫做 local church， 地方性的教会。
There's two kinds of churches, the universal church and the local church that has been just mentioned.
那么另外有人用不同的字眼来形容，一个叫做 invisible church， 一个叫 visible church.
Another kind of churches are the invisible and the visible church.
那么甚至有人这样讲说，有一种church triumphant， 一个叫 church militant.
Another kind is the church militant and the church triumphant.
那怎么个分法呢？
How will we differentiate between these?
那看不见的教会就是历世历代古今中外所有蒙恩的人所成立的一个宇宙性的教会，那个叫做 invisible， 那个叫做 triumphant， 一个凯旋的教会。
So we can say that the invisible church is more related to the triumphant church.
那么这个 visible church， 这个 local church 呢，就是这些弟兄姊妹在一个时间、一个空间、一个地点，那么在那里聚集敬拜侍奉神的一个团体，这个叫做 local visible and church militant.
The local visible and the militant church is a church that gathers together at a certain time at a certain place.
所以前面的那个是个 spiritual， 下面的那个是个 organizational， 是有组织性。
The first one is the spiritual, and the second one is the organizational.
不要忘记，这两种的观念都是耶稣亲口说的。
We know that these two has been said by Jesus.
所以换句话说，我们得救了以后，我们很自然就属于马太福音十六章那一个宇宙性的教会。但是同时，我们也应该进入马太福音十八章耶稣所说的那个地方的教会。
When we are saved, we automatically enter into the universal church that has been mentioned in chapter 16. And at the same time, we have to enter into the local church as mentioned in chapter 18.
把这个观念弄清楚以后，我就把下面的定义告诉各位。
So we have to get this perspective clear in our head.
第一个我想要大家注意的，在这张纸上的《使徒行传》二十章二十八节。
I'd like you to focus on Acts chapter 20, verse 28.
在这节圣经保罗说神的教会是他自己用宝血买回来的一个团体。
In this verse it tells us that the church has been bought by the precious blood of Christ himself.
所以这是一个很重要的一个教会的来源是从哪里来的。
So here we can see that this is the very origin of the church.
请注意教会我们首先要知道跟耶稣十字架的宝血有密切的直接的关系。
We know that we have a direct relationship with the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们是他用宝血把我们买赎回来的。
He has bought us with his precious blood.
这里面提到两个很重要的事情。
This tells us two important aspects.
一个是恩典，一个是归属感。
First of all, it talks about grace.
And second is talking about the sense of belonging.
And the second one is the sense of belonging.
等一下我会讲到教会是神的家哈。
Later on, I'll talk about the church being the family of God.
我们今天常说，哎呀，这个教会没有家的味道，所以我没有归属感。
A lot of people would say I don't have a sense of belonging to this church because it doesn't offer me a sense of family.
错了。
That's a wrong perspective.
我要大家把归属感跟主的宝血连在一起，我不希望大家把归属感跟家连在一起。
I hope that you may be able to tie together the sense of belonging with the blood of Christ.
换句话说，你今天参加一个教会，并不在乎人家爱不爱你，人家关不关心，人家看不看重你，而是你自己是不是一个耶稣基督宝血所买赎回来的。
Whether you're part of the church does not directly be related to how people treat you or how you are able to serve, but a direct relationship between the blood of Christ.
以前有一个人到， 以前有个人到礼拜堂去。
Suppose somebody goes to a church.
他进礼拜堂的时候，
When he enters the church,
他就坐到前面那个位置。
He sits at the very front.
后来呢，就 usher 那个招待就跑过来，就拍拍他的肩膀。
And the usher came up to him and patted him.
就弟兄，我们进礼拜堂要把帽子脱掉。
So you have to take off your hat when you get into the church.
因为他进来的时候他没有脱帽，他就坐在第一排。
And he sat at the first seat without taking off his hat.
他赶快把帽子就是说谢谢弟兄，谢谢谢谢，我脱掉。
He said thank you for reminding me.
他高兴得不得了。
He was really happy.
说我来这个教会聚会了三个月，从来没有人跟我讲话。今天我的目的终于达到，终于有人跟我讲话。
Well, for 3 months I've attended this church and nobody talked to me, but then I've achieved my goal today. Somebody talked to me today.
他三个月到这个教会没有归属感。
For 3 months he didn't have a sense of belonging.
为什么呢？
Why is it?
因为教会忽略他。
Because the church has neglected him.
因为教会没有跟他说话。
Because the church has not talked to him.
我今天的问题是在这里。
The problem today is here.
是不是没有家的温暖，你就失去归属感的感觉？
Well, because you don't have that family atmosphere, does that lose your sense of belonging to the church?
我要大家看见教会是什么。
I'd like you to look at what the church is.
是耶稣基督用他的宝血付了重价把我买赎回来的一个团体。
The church is a congregation of those people that has been bought by the precious blood of Christ.
因为血的事实，因为这个宝血的事实。
It's because of the fact of the blood itself.
我们就有归属感。
We have a sense of belonging.
今天我们在任何神把我们安排的那个教会。
Today God has arranged for each one of us to be in a church.
你一打开你的眼睛，认识这一个血的真理，你马上就有归属感。
Once you have opened your eyes to the truth of the fact of the blood of Christ, then you already have a sense of belonging.
而且你那个归属感是在恩典里面的归属感。
And that sense of belonging is under grace.
所以我说，今天来看这节圣经。
First Corinthians 1:2.
找到以后你们看我来读哈，请注意在这一节圣经里面其实提到好几点，不过我今天只特别提到一个重点。
I'd like to just mention one important part in verse 2.
第二节保罗他说他写信给在哥林多神的教会，神的教会就是下面有一个等号，就是什么呢？就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的，以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的什么人。 OK， 基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。所以在这里我们说教会是什么呢？教会是一群蒙恩的人的聚集。
The church is a congregation of those that have been saved by God.
这里提到教会是神的。
Here it mentions that the church is Christ.
因为写给哥林多神的教会，所以教会是神的。
We know that the church is of God.
那么他说在哥林多就讲到地方性，是在哥林多这个地方。
It tells us that it's at Corinth, which is local.
那这个我们今天都不去提它。
It's something we don't have to expand on.
我只提一件事情。
I'd like to mention one thing.
教会是什么呢？
What is the church?
就是一群蒙召做圣徒又求告主名的人。
A church is a congregation of saints.
在这一章里面有好几节圣经，我下面画一条杠杠。Underline.
I've underlined a few verses here.
那么那些经文，你如果回去研究去查考，那个地方都是很清楚讲到一群人。
All those verses that have been underlined always mentions that the church is a congregation of people.
不是单单讲组织。
It's not talking about organization.
更不是讲房子。
It's not talking about a building.
所以今天有很多人讲教会。都误会说啊是教堂，其实圣经里面从来没有把 ecclesia 讲成一个 gathering building， 没有讲过这样的事情。
The original Greek word does not connotate that the church is a building.
是讲人。
It talks about people.
什么样的人
？What kind of people？
蒙恩的人。
Those that have been saved.
什么样蒙恩的人
？How have they been saved？
是各地求告主名的人。
Those that have called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
刚才从血我们想到恩典和归属。
From the blood we've talked about the sense of belonging.
我们现在想到人。
Let's talk about people.
讲到什么呢？
What are we talking about?
讲到软弱。
Those that are weak.
讲到与长进。
And talking about growth.
只要有人的地方。
As long as there's people.
总是有问题。
There's always problems.
我刚才说了，年轻人太理想。
We know that young people are very idealistic.
我是过来人。
I've come from that generation.
我在大学念书的时候。
When I was in college.
刚刚得救。
When I was just saved.
我对教会很多的事情不满意。
I was dissatisfied with a lot of things in the church.
对他们的行政做事的方法不满意。
I was dissatisfied with the way they did things in the church.
对他们这个属灵的做事的方法也不满意。
I was dissatisfied with their spiritual way of doing things.
对他们属灵的追求和程度也不满意。
I was dissatisfied with their spiritual growth.
非常的会批评。
So I was very critical.
有一次在我们教会的会友大会，我站起来慷慨激昂的发了一顿牢骚。
At this annual meeting, I just stood up and just gave up all my opinions.
我记得非常清楚，那个时候在发什么牢骚。
I really remember what I criticized them about.
我说光天化日之下，在大太阳之下
Under the great heavens
礼拜天早上聚会的时候还开灯干什么？
Why do you turn on the lights on Sunday morning?
我印象非常深。
That was a very deep impression.
然后我就说这个花这开灯需要花电。
Turning on the lights you spend a lot of money on electricity.
花电是要费钱的。
You spend money on electricity.
这钱是弟兄姊妹血汗的奉献。
This money comes from the donations from brothers and sisters.
哦，那时候站起来就在教会里面发了一顿牢骚，责备教会的行政单位，说当局。
So I just criticized the church.
我现在好像还看到那幅图画，因为印象太深。
That image is really deep upon my mind.
后来我记得那牧师是站起来解释回答我的问题。
And I clearly remember the pastor standing up and, you know, clarifying it.
他说 是我们开灯，因为我们觉得，虽然大太阳之下，但开了灯更亮。他说更亮，我记得他是这样讲。
He said we open the lights because it's brighter.
实在我们不可否认，今天教会是有一些缺点。
We cannot, we must admit that there are a lot of misgivings in the church.
你参加教会，做个礼拜就算了。
You go to the church and just go for the service.
我告诉你，若多参与在教会的活动里面
，If you attend more of the activities of the church.
你如果多参与在教会的人事的关系
，If you get more involved in human relationships in the church.
我预先告诉你
，I like to remind you.
你慢慢就会闻到一些人的臭味。
You can gradually realize the, the bad aspect of human nature.
你慢慢你就会看见许多人性的丑陋。
You can't really see the bad personalities of human beings.
除非你不参与。
Unless you don't want to take part of it.
你说李牧师，我接受挑战。
If you would accept my challenge.
我总要参加一个无瑕无疵的教会。
I would like to just attend any one of the churches.
等我参加那个教会，我一定写信告诉你。
I'll tell you and write to you about it.
我现在可以回答你的问题。
I can even.Answer your problem.
有一天你找到了这个没有毛病的教会
If you find a church that has no fault,
你很高兴你加入
You will just attend it.
我告诉你，一加入这个教会就不完全
But once you attend, but once you take part of this perfect church, it won't be perfect anymore.
你懂我的意思吗
I hope you understand.
因为你本身跟我一样也是软弱的
Because you and I are imperfect.
我们多么容易批评别的人
It's easy for us to criticize.
因为我们忘记教会。是宝血，耶稣用宝血买回来，是恩典。
But we know that the church has been bought by the precious blood of Christ, and it's under grace.
你忘记教会是一些人是会软弱的一些人的组合。
You have forgotten that the church is a congregation of weak people, those that have weaknesses.
这个讲到对牧师的态度的时候，我会再提一点。
I like to re-mention about this when we talk about our attitudes first.
但是我们不能以软弱来原谅自己。
But we cannot excuse ourselves because of our own weakness.
既然是人，我们希望能够有长进。
Since we are human beings, we achieve for growth.
第三，我们看教会是什么。
Thirdly, let's see what the church is.
在以弗所书第一章，一章二十三节。
In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23.
其实从二十二节看起。
Maybe we can look from verse 22.
那里给我们看见教会是基督的身体。
We know that the church is the body of Christ.
是基督耶稣的身体。
It's the body of Jesus Christ.
我们这是第三点。讲到基督的身体，给我们看见什么重点
？What important aspect do we see when we talk about the church of Christ or the body of Christ?
讲到生命，讲到合一。
We talk about unity in life.
身体是一个生命的组合。
We know that the body is the center of life.
所以有人说教会是个 organism, 是个有机体 instead of organization.
So we know that the church is not only an organization but an organism.
我比较喜欢他的翻译比我讲的还好，是 not only an organization but also an organism, 就是不单单是组织，也是。一个 organism.
It's not only an organization, but it's an organism.
因为今天有很多人说教会是个 organism, 所以根本不是一个 organization.
Some people say that it's the church is an organism and not an organization.
但是我们读圣经，我们知道它是一个非常有组织、非常有次序的一个团体，这是圣经清楚的启示。
But we know that the Bible reveals that the church is an organization too.
组织不是罪。
Organization is not a sin.
其实有很多人说组织就是罪，组织是人为的啊，那是巴比伦啊，那是巴别塔，我们不要它。其实这是错误的观念。
A lot of people have a misconception. They think that the church is an organization. They connotate that with the Tower of Babel.
想到身体，就使我们想到合一。
When we talk about body, we talk about unity.
我要请问你们一个问题。
I'd like to ask you a question.
一个正常人
，A normal person，
什么会不会觉得说啊？这是我的手，那是我的脚。
Would you feel that this is my leg or my hand?
常常我们不会注意到，是不是
？We won't even think about these things.
如果我是个正常的人
，If I'm a normal person.
如果突然 Raymond 站起来
，If suddenly Raymond stood up and
用脚踢我
，and he kicked me.
我知道他往我的脚大腿这边踢过来。
I know that he's kicking towards my feet.
我马上我就会躲开。
I'm sure that I'll dodge him.
这是个自然的一个现象。
It's a natural response.
我只觉得他踢我，我不会说，哎呀，他在踢我的脚，所以我整个人就我很自然就闪开。
Because I know that he's going to kick me, my whole body responds.
你知道什么时候觉得那个脚和手的存在，你知道吗？
When do you feel the existence of your leg or your hand?
那脚和手有毛病的时候，你一直觉得，啊，你手断了，一直觉得什么，勾勾滴哈。
It's only when your hand or your feet has any problems that you feel that it's there.
你吃东西的时候你就吃了，就牙齿就咬，你从来不会觉得牙齿怎么样，对不对？
You know, you never feel that the teeth is of any value until you start eating and chew food.
你什么时候觉得牙齿在那里？
When do you know that the teeth is there?
牙齿痛的时候。
That's only when you have a toothache.
我这个比喻什么意思？
What are these examples for?
当你在那里一天到晚说，哎呀，不可以啦，呀，这你是脚啊，你是脚啊，我告诉你，你讲，把人家讲到毛病里面去。
So when you just talk about, you know, you're at the leg or you're in the leg, you're talking about problems.
合一是一个很和谐的一个现象。
A unity is a very natural response.
当我们一同在主面前，我们就很自然地来到主的面前，在身体的里面，这就是一个教会的光景。
We should naturally come into the presence of God, and the unity becomes our body.
所以教会是耶稣基督的身体。
So the church is the body of Christ.
讲到生命与合一。
It talks about the body itself and life.
然后我们看提摩太前书三章十五节，这节圣经我希望大家翻开来看。
Let's look at 1 Timothy 3, verse 5.
保罗在这里特别勉励年轻的工人提摩太。
Here we know that Paul is admonishing or encouraging Timothy.
他对提摩太说，倘若十五节，倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。
1 Timothy 3:15 says, If I am delayed, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the bulwark of truth.
神的家就是神的教会。
The household of God is the church of God.
所以什么叫教会呢？
What is the church of God?
除了是基督的身体，它是神的家。
It's also the household of God.
我刚才说，我不从家来看归属感。
You don't have a sense of belonging just because of family atmosphere.
我从神的家来看两样另外的事情。
From the household of God, I like to see two things.
看权利和义务。看他的 responsibility and the duty and obligation.
We'd like to talk about the duty and the responsibilities.
Right and obligation, or right and responsibility.
Okay, right and responsibilities.
我们在一个家里面，我们做了那个家人以后，我们有在那个家里面的享受，就是权利和该尽的责任。
Okay, we have privileges and rights when you're part of the household, but you also have your own responsibilities.
我们在家里面尽的一些责任，不像在外面做的事情要换代价。
Within a household, you don't have to bear some sacrifices when you perform your responsibilities.
今天的人比较喜欢看重权利，轻视他的责任和义务。
At this time and age, a lot of people would like to claim for their rights, but neglect responsibility.
最美的是在一个家里面把义务当权利来享受。
The best example would be those people who would take responsibilities as a right.
原谅我再说一遍，这个观念是多年来我在我自己的家和神的家里面的一个经历。
This is my own experience within my own household as well as the household.
我作为一个家长，我有做家长的责任。
I have a responsibility as a member of the household.
我做妻子有一个做妻子的本分。
I have my duties at being a child.
A wife, 妻子。As a wife.
As a wife, I have a responsibility.
你今天能够尽义务、尽本分，你的太太已经算不错了。
If she performs her duties and her rights, if she performs her duties and responsibilities, your wife is pretty good.
但是如果她能够把这样的一个本分当成享受，这就是一个更美的一件事情。
It would be more beautiful if she uses her responsibilities and duties and enjoys it as a privilege.
这不是一件容易的事情。
It's not very easy.
有一次，师母，我的太太跟我发作。跟我发怨言
one time Mrs. Lee complained to him.
他说凭什么我们全家的饭都要我煮，凭什么我们全家的碗都要我洗，凭什么我们全家的衣服都是我去做又去洗。
Why is it that I have to wash all the dishes and I have to do all the cooking and I have to do all the washing of the clothes?
当太太妈妈一发脾气的时候，全家都怕都吓了。
The whole house, well, their household is always afraid when Mrs. Lee loses her temper.
所以我们全家三个男生就开始很用功，赶快擦地，赶快洗衣服，赶快洗碗。
So the three males in the household just, you know, quickly start washing the dishes and do the laundry.
后来师母又有点不好意思了。
So Mrs. Lee felt a little bad.
我想我们做太太人常常有这一种的起伏的时候。
All wives have their ups and downs.
我觉得我们基督徒也是如此。
And all Christians are the same.
那些不尽义务的，我们不去提他。
If it's a right, if it's a responsibility, we don't want to mention about it.
今天有很多人在教会里面服侍。是他的义务，但是有的时候单单尽义务，其实也是一个相当苦的事情。
Those people that serve the Lord just out of responsibility, it's very painful.
如果今天我们在神的家，在我们自己的家，能够把所有的这些义务把它当权利，这是一个很美的一个家的一个图画。
It's very beautiful when those people that serve the Lord.Don't serve just out of responsibility, but just enjoys it as a privilege.
Okay, 接下去他说是永生神的教会，而且是真理的柱石和根基。
We know that it's a pillar and a bulwark of truth.
好，这是第五点，教会是真理的柱石和根基。
Here we know that the church is a pillar and a bulwark of truth.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
柱石和根基是讲到盖房子、建造。
The pillar and bulwark talks about a construction of truth.
但是这个盖建造是真理的建造。
But here, this is the construction of the principles in truth.
所以提到两件事情。
So here it talks about two things.
一个是绝对。
One is absolute.
一个是组织。组织 organization.
The other one is organization.
我们 Woburn 的教会在 Boston， 我们的教会最近买了隔壁的房子。
The Woburn Church has bought a nearby
next door building.
Next door building.
那么现在正在重新修造里面。
We are remodeling it.
那么需要非常好精明的人做工头，有很好的组织。
We need skillful people to do it.
这叫建造。
And this is construction.
今天的教会里面，我们需要有次序。
In the church, we need a lot of systematic ways of doing things.
请各位看这一章。
Let's look at this page.
哥林多前书十四章。
First Corinthians
14:33.
33.
中文圣经说，因为神不是叫人混乱，乃是叫人安静。
The Chinese church tells us.
Chinese Bible.
The Chinese Bible tells us that it's not.
不是叫人混乱，不是 confusion.
It's not a matter of confusion, but it causes us to give us peace.
Yeah, 安静。那么，如果你去看英文圣经。
If you look at the English,
哪一位有英文圣经，请你带我们念一下。Would you please anyone down there to read aloud the chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians and verse 33?
For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace.
Go on.
And in all the congregations of the saints.
Okay, okay. what version are you reading now? Is that
New
International? Okay.Oh, you got church, good.
No, I said, my birthday, all the church.
Okay, why don't you just read it from the very beginning of verse 33?
For God is not a God, but something with him for our peace, as in all the
church is done. Okay, 我们中文圣经这个是33节，因为神不是叫人混乱，乃是叫人安静。Period, 没有了 ，right? 那刚才他们所念的加了一个 as。What?
In all the churches of the saints.
Or the saints, or the church, or okay, or congregation of the church. 那么中文圣经这里少翻了一句话，看见没有？
The Chinese Bible neglects this part.
神的教会里面是不是混乱，是叫人安静。
The church of God is not a God of confusion, but of peace.
好像在教会里面一样。
Just like in the church.
Okay, 所以中文圣经在这里这一句话呢，忽略翻的少翻的这句话是一个很重要的一个字。
We know that the Chinese Bible lacks a translation of one word that is very important.
所以在我这个上面呢，我就多加了一个“正如在圣徒的众教会中一般”，是这个意思在里面。
So here the Chinese Bible, he's added as in all the churches of the saints.
所以在神的家里面，混乱不是一个见证。
So in the church of God, confusion is not a testimony.
混乱不是神的心意。
Confusion is not the will of God.
这个混乱指两种的混乱。
There's only two kinds of confusion.
一种是 literally 看得见的整个聚会里面的混乱。
One is a literal confusion.
哥林多前书十四章就是讲这个东西。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 14 talks about this confusion.
因为哥林多前书十四章讲到方言的问题。
It talks about prophecy.
Speaking in tongues.
Speaking in tongues.
在这个方言的问题里面，保罗特别讲到说，在教会里面不要混乱，不要乱。
Paul constantly expands that there shouldn't be confusion within the church.
但另外一个含义就是讲到我们整个组织整个形态。
And on the other hand, it talks about the organization.
我们看见有一些教会，他们实在有非常好的组织的形态。
We know that a lot of churches have a very good organization.
每一件事情井井有条。
In everything, they have a very organized way of doing things.
在中国教会这种比较少。
Or in Chinese churches, there's a lack of these organizations.
今天中国教会在这方面还有相当长的路要走。
We still have a long way to go to achieve that goal.
我们要好好的看重圣经里面关于教会组织的这一方面。
We have to focus basically on the organization of the church as described in the Bible.
我们知道哈佛大学，哈佛大学。
We know that Harvard.
有一个系很出名。
They have a very good department.
就是Business Administration.
Harvard Business Administration.
去年我看到 Boston Globe 有一篇文章很有意思。
Last year I read an article in Boston Globe.
说他们那一年毕业的学生。
They said that those that graduated that year.
他们的年薪，他们的 annual salary.
Their annual salary.
是从四万。
It starts from 40,000.
我从上面算下来了，从四万到八千，其实从八千到四万。
It's from 8,000 to 40,000.
这很奇怪啊！这哈佛大学毕业出来哪里有什么八千块一年的收入？这很奇怪。
How can you imagine somebody graduating from Harvard Business School getting only 8,000 a year?
那篇东西我没有带来，我把那个报纸剪下来了。
I've cut that article from the newspaper.
它的主题是什么？它的题目是什么？
The topic is.
他说 ，Even God needs.Business administration 的人
，Even God needs business administrators.
因为去年毕业里面有一位毕业生
，Because from the graduates there was one person.
他把他所学的
，from all that she learned.
他把他带到教会里面，在教会里面全时间侍奉主。
He served the Lord full time in the church.
你知道 Bill Bright 这个 Campus Crusade for Christ 的这个 president？
You know that the president of the Campus Crusade, Bill Bright?
他说他每一年一定要在 Harvard 这些学校找 top student 来做他的同工。
He wants to pick one graduate from Harvard to be his co-worker.
因为他有一个观念，认为在主的工作上需要有一些懂得治理的人来做教会的工作。
But because he believes that he needs somebody that has this good organizational background to do the work of God.
你看见罗马书十二章讲到一种恩赐，叫做治理的恩赐。
We know that in the book of Romans. Chapter 12, it talks about
the gift of management.
The gift of management.
The gift of administration. Yeah, 治理的恩赐
it talks about the gift of administration.
所以今天教会需要比较有组织有管理。
So today we know that the Church of God needs people like these.
Okay, 最后教会是什么？
What is the church?
当然我说的最后是我今天所准备有很多圣经里面不直接提到的教会的这样的一个比喻我就不提我讲直接的、
I'd just like to give lastly a direct quotation from the Bible
在以弗所书第五章二十二节到三十二节的那一段圣经里面
In Ephesians chapter 5 verse
22 to 32讲到教会是耶稣基督的心腹
We know that the church is described as the bride of Christ.
那讲到心腹，强调两件事情。
When we talk about bride,
爱和顺服。
It talks about love and submission.
所以我提了这六方面。
So I've mentioned these six aspects.
每一个定义下面有两个有连带关系的这个教训。
There's two principles that are interrelated.
所以我们不是单单讲定义，我们讲一些实际提醒的话。
So we're talking about very practical aspects.
因为时间的关系，我用最后一点时间讲一节圣经。
So lastly, I'd like to talk about one passage in the Bible.
教会到底是什么？
What is the church?
刚才我们说到有心腹有各方面有身体等等
We talked about the church being the bride or the body
我们就想到一节圣经在约翰福音一章十四节耶稣基督说他是道成了肉身住在我们中间充充满满有恩典有真理
In John chapter 1:14 it talks about that Christ entered into the world born of the flesh full of grace and truth
那么这是讲耶稣基督
This is talking about Jesus Christ.
今天我要把这节圣经让大家跟教会连在一起来思想。
I'd like to connect this with the church and think about it.
教会也应该是道成肉身，住在世界，而且充充满满有恩典有真理。
The church should become flesh and dwell among us, and it has to be full of grace and truth.
所以让我们想到教会就是耶稣基督道成肉身的延续。
We can say that the church is a continuity of Jesus Christ being born of the flesh.
所以今天我们想到教会的时候，我们不能跟道成肉身的观念把它分开来讲。
So we should separate it from being born of the flesh.
Okay. 那么我今天暂时停到这里，还有差不多十分钟的时间，我想问一下，看大家有什么问题关于刚才所提的。
Within the last 10 minutes, I'd like to open this time for you to ask any questions.
在大家有问题的时候，我有一篇东西跟这个题目有关的，我要分给各位。
I'd like to pass along this pamphlet that has something that's very interrelated with this topic.
这篇文章不是讲教会。
This does not talk about the church.
这篇文章是讲到北美华人查经班的问题。
It talks about the problems of the Bible study groups in North America.
这是去年。Urbana 的时候有中国人的聚会他们要我写了一篇文章
This is a pamphlet that he wrote for the Chinese congregation at Urbana a workshop in Urbana
我相信这是够的我希望你们今天回去很快只有没有多少一共三页 three pages
There's three pages each
three pages OK 那么希望今天有时间你们看一看这篇东西。
We hope that you may be able to have time to read this over.
因为里面有一些东西，明天我会提到。
Because I'd like to mention a few things tomorrow.
这也是一个观念的问题。
It talks about our conception.
听说最近在 Ithaca 的查经班，他们用这篇东西在一次讨论会里面讨论，然后发了很多的问题。
I've heard that the Bible study group in Ithaca has used this as a topic of discussion and caused a lot of problems.
那特别是后面最后有六个问题，他们花了很多时间讨论。
They spent a lot of time discussing the last six questions.
我们这一次没有时间细谈这些东西。
We don't have enough time to go into detail.
但是会间接跟我们这三天的 workshop 有关系。
But then it's very interrelated with our 3 days workshop.
现在发到哪里？是不是已经没有了？这边发到哪里？这边还在慢慢拿。Okay. 有没有什么问题没有
？Are there any questions you would like to ask？
或者各位有一些问题跟明天后天有关系，你可以预先告诉我要，我可以在明后天的这个分享里面跟大家把我自己的感觉跟大家再加进去。
If you have any questions concerning the second day and the third day topics, you can, you know, let him know ahead of time.
这本书我们在书店只有大概剩下八本。
There's only like 8 books left on the book table.
如果你们教会，比如说在 Boston 来的几位弟兄姊妹，可能我们教会有这本书，所以可以先让给别的地方的弟兄姊妹买。
Those brothers and sisters from Boston, I think our church has this book, so we hope that you'll allow other brothers and sisters the opportunity to buy it.
或者我们可以跟唐佑智牧师直接跟他买，然后请他到时候，我们也给他邮费，然后请他寄给我们。
Or probably we can order it directly from Reverend Tan.
唐佑智牧师其实他比我更有资格来讲这一个题目，教会与我这个题目。
Reverend Tan is more qualified to speak on this topic than I am.
而且他负担非常重。
And his burden is very great.
最近我鼓励使者。
Recently, I've encouraged AFC.
把所有唐牧师最近这些年来片段写的关于教会的问题， 把它编成一本书，能够把它印出来。
I've encouraged the organization of AFC to kind of compile all the pamphlets or all the writings from Reverend Tan concerning the church. There's a lot of very interesting articles that he's written.
有一篇他讨论教会的张力的问题 ，tension 的问题。
He's talked about the tension of the church.
就是讲到北美洲的教会，北美洲中国教会的基督徒对传道人的态度的问题。
He talks about the attitude of Chinese Christians towards the pastor in North America.
那这一点当然我们后天会提到。
I'd like to mention about this day after tomorrow.
那这本书我看了好几遍，每一次看我都得到很大的帮助。
I've read this book a couple of times and every time I've got new insights.
昨天晚上他告诉我说他要写一本书用英文写。
Yesterday he mentioned to me that he's planning to write a book in English.
所以多为他祷告。
We hope that you may be able to continue to pray for him.
今天早上他也讲他认为不必要常常只讲正面，他说也应该讲一点反面。
This morning he mentioned that, you know, we should not just constantly talk about the positive sides, but we have to talk about the negative sides.
所以他在教会的这方面，他看见许许多多两百年在中国教会传下来的一些诟病，他都把它点出来。
We know that he's mentioned like about the various misgivings or the various misconceptions within the Chinese church.
他写了一篇文章，没有地方敢登他的。
There's one article that he wrote that no publisher would publish.
题目叫做“防笑”，防这个 yeast， 防那个 yeast， 那个做面粉的
yeast，
yeah， 就防止这个 yeast， 防笑。
Prevent the East. Prevent the East. That's the article. Prevent the East.
Yeah, 他在那篇文章上面，他很明显的、很直接的，向中国教会里面的一些特别的团体发出挑战。
In that article, he's challenged a few Bible study groups, groups.
Church organizations,
and he's given them a challenge.
他直接称那样的团体为 cult.
He called some of these organizations as cults.
他直接的，有根有据的，把一些团体就称他们为 cult.
He accused them of being cults.
那这篇文章很没有印出来是很可惜的事情。
It's very pitiful that it hasn't been printed.
所以昨天晚上我告诉他回家以后请他 Xerox 一份寄给我。
So I asked him to Xerox one copy and give it to him.
然后我再偷偷的再给你们分享。
Then in secret I'll pass it on to you.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，当年你对这几个门徒那样看重一个基本的问题，就是耶稣基督到底是谁。主啊，我们感谢你，彼得因着圣灵，因着上帝的带领启示，他能够公然地宣告耶稣基督的身份，他是基督，他是神的儿子。接下来主你就说你要把教会就建立在这样一个根基上面。主啊，我们看见你的心意何等的看重教会。主，我们今天知道教会是你的身体，但是我们今天看地上的教会，这个身体充满了许多的毛病。主啊，你的话语告诉我们说教会是基督的心腹，但是我们发现今天地上的教会实在不是一个贞洁的心腹。主啊，我们里面有许许多多的肮脏和污秽。主啊，今天早上我们求你，我们同心合意的求你，让我们在你的面前用你的宝血除去我们一切批评论断的心。主啊，让我们为了爱你的缘故爱这个身体，为了爱你的缘故让我们更看重你的心腹。主啊，我实在求主帮助我们年轻的弟兄姊妹，让我们知道在教会的真理上面我们应该有什么样的认识，我们应该有什么样的参与，我们应该有什么样的态度。主啊，我恭恭敬敬真是把我们这三天的时间交在主你手中。虽然我们的主题是讲到看哪，我必快来。主啊，我们知道我们要等你来，但是我们愿意预备好，这个心腹要装饰的齐备你才再来。 所以求主让我们在你的面前想到教会真理的时候与耶稣基督再来有一个密切的关联。而且今天早上你再一次接受彼得前书提醒我们，主你的审判要从神的家起手。主啊，我们知道今天教会有许多的毛病，你不时不顾。有一天主啊，你那个愤怒的审判会临到你的众儿女们。主啊，求主帮助我们在你面前的弟兄姊妹因此有一个更谨慎更严肃的心。主啊，来看教会的真理，来投入教会的侍奉。主啊，我们把明天后天的时间再交在主你手中。当我们谈到更多实际问题的时候，你宝血不断地提醒遮盖我们，不让我们落在血气，不让我们落在批评的里面。主啊，让我们为着你的心腹落在坚莹的光景里面，让我们心里面觉得忧伤，让我们愿意流泪的为着教会，为着你的众仆人，为着教会的发展祷告。主啊，我们实在求主你听我们在你面前的呼求。主啊，今天教会不能影响社会，我们发现社会牵着教会的鼻子往前走，求你自己恩待我们，让我们再一次在你的面前认识什么叫做世上的光，什么叫做世上的盐。我们这样祷告交托奉主耶稣基督的名。